The parade of DFL candidates is making its way from debate to debate, all six of them trying and succeeding to keep the dialogue positive, to avoid ripping into each other, happily opening fire instead on Republican Senator Rod Grams. Here they are in alphabetical order: Mike Cerisi, Jerry Janicich, Steve Kelly, David Lillehog, Steve Miles, and Rebecca Yanish.
Rod Grams has done next to nothing in the United States Senate.
This isn't only about Rod Grams. It's about the conservative right.
Rod Grams made the choice to vote with his Republican friends rather than vote with Minnesotans.
He stood up for every big special interest in Washington.
He puts ideology over people.
To me, the indication of the shortcomings of Mr. Grams was the floods of 1997.
The DFLers seem to agree on almost everything. Federally funded school vouchers are wrong. Federal hate crimes laws should be expanded to cover crimes committed against people because of their sexual orientation. The government should not decriminalize drugs, but should be spending more money on prevention and treatment programs. Each also agrees Social Security should remain a government program. U of M physician Steve Miles.
The reason that Social Security withholdings are not meeting the needs of people tomorrow is because the middle class has been left out by the tax engineering of the Grams and his cohorts of the benefits of this economy.
The Democrats also all say reforming health care policy is important so that more Americans will have access to ongoing medical attention. Rebecca Yanish.
I did not have access to health care. I know what it's like to have a child where every sore throat, every earache, you wonder, can I get her into the doctor? How do I pay for it? I think the first priority must be ensuring those 11 million children in the United States that do not have access to health care.
On world trade, the candidates agreed the U.S. needs to demand more from its trading partners, that the playing field would be much more level if workers worldwide enjoyed compensation Americans have come to demand. State Senator Jerry Janicich, son of an Iron Range miner.
Our country has to engage other world powers and other nations in what is right for society and for human beings. We have the same responsibility that my dad had when he went on strike, and that was bringing those other workers to our level.
There was some disagreement. Candidates Janicich, Kelly, Miles, and Yanish opposed the death penalty. David Lillehog and Mike Cerisi say there's a place for capital punishment. Here's Mike Cerisi.
I think most people believe in limited circumstances the death penalty is appropriate. The problem with the death penalty today is in its implementation. It falls disproportionately on people of color and on the poor.
Another area of disagreement has to do with the party endorsement process. Just four of the six promise they'll step aside if they fail to win party endorsement this summer. Since last fall, Cerisi has said he'll run in the September primary. Yanish says she's considering her options. State Senator Steve Kelly.
I'm going to work as hard as I can to get the endorsement and persuade people that I will be the best candidate to beat Rod Grams and bring this party victory at all levels this fall. If I don't get the endorsement, I will not challenge the endorsed candidate.
Hoping to stir things up, the moderator asked the candidates to single out each other for criticism, but no one really took the bait. Here's David Lillehog.
I'm going to decline your invitation to fight. I think what we need to do in this election is unify to the extent that we can.
The candidates meet again for a debate Thursday. How long they'll refrain from attacking each other is anyone's guess. So far, in keeping the discussion about issues and reserving criticism only for Rod Grams, they're avoiding the internal DFL bloodbath observers predict could hurt the party's chance to unseat what leaders believe is one of the most vulnerable Republicans in the U.S. Senate. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.